Parsha Tzav. I'm actually not talking about Purim tonight. Parsha Tzav continues to discuss the various halachos regarding Karbanos. In the Perek Zion, the Torah goes on to describe the Karban Toda. So I wanted to talk tonight about two different aspects regarding the Karban Toda. Probably unconnected in a certain sense, but two very unique things about the Karban Toda. The Karban Toda is a specific kind of Karban Shlamit. But there are two halachos regarding a Karban Toda that make it different than the average Karban Shlamit. And these two halachos, as we'll see in a moment, are almost contradictory in what appears to be the goal. The first halacha is that the Karban Toda, in addition to bringing the animal, one had to bring loaves of bread. Some of them were chametz, some of them were matzah. One had to bring loaves of bread, four different kinds of loaves, together with the karban. How many loaves had to be brought? 10 of each kind, which means the Karban Toda had to come, had to be brought together with 40 loaves. Four of the loaves, one of each kind, four loaves altogether were given to the Kohanim. And the rest would be eaten by the person who brought the Karban or anybody else who he wanted to eat. It didn't have to be a Kohen to eat the rest. Just had to be Tahar, and you had to be in Yerushalayim, and you could eat the loaf. So that's one thing that was different about the Karban Shlamim, different than the average Karban Shlamim. It needed 40 loaves. And now the second halacha. The second halacha is that the average Karban Shlamim, the usual Karban Shlamim, had to be eaten over a 2-day period. You had Shnei Yomim V'Layla Echad. You had 2 full days plus the night in between. The Karban Toda had to be eaten with B'Yom V'Layla. It had only 1 day and the following night. Comes along the Nitziv, and he says, I don't understand what's going on here. On the one hand, the Karban Toda had a lot more that had to be eaten. In addition to the Behemah, you had to go through 36 loaves of bread, some challah, some matzah, but you had to do some chametz and some nuts. You had to go through 36 loaves. And you cut the time almost in half of how much you're allowed to eat. That's quite in half. But you take away 1 day. More karban and less time to eat it in. Why? If anything, I would have thought that the karban toda, which had so much, you'd get more time to eat. So come and hear what the Nitziv says. When you bring a karban toda, there are two aspects to the karban toda. A person brings a karban toda because some HaKadosh Baruch Hu did something uniquely good for him, and he wants to express his thanks. Aspect number one of the Karban Toda is to bring the Karban. But there's a second, integral part to bringing the Karban Toda. You have to come and say Shevach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You have to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu for what he did. And the proper way to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as we see in Tehillim Kuf Zayin, which is the marker of Karban Toda, not the marker of Karban Toda, giving Hodaya. The Pasuk says, as you know from the song, Yodu Lashem Chasdo, V'nifma'osav Livnei Adam. You don't praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the privacy of your own room and saying, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you were great for me, thank you, thank you, thank you. That's very good. But that's not enough. V'nifma'osav Livnei Adam, you have to tell everybody about it. There's a Pasuk in Tehillim, in Perek Lamed Hei. The Pasuk says, Odcha B'Kahal Rav. If you want to get proper Odah, it has to be B'Kahal Rav. Says the Nitziv, this is exactly what the Torah says. You have to bring the Korban Behema, and you have to bring 40 loaves, 4 to the Kohanim, and 36, and it all has to be eaten in 1 day and a night. No one person can do it all by himself. Not only can't he do it by himself, even if he invites his immediate family, they're not going to finish the entire behemah and all the loaves in just one day and one night. By perforce, Bal Koch, he's going to have to invite other people to come. So he's going to have to invite people he knows and people he doesn't know and strangers in Yerushalayim. He says, quick, come. I have a korban toda. Come join me in my meal. I have to finish it all today by tonight. I have to finish everything. The prisoner is going to invite people in to eat his korban toda. So what's he going to do? He's going to say, people are going to say to him, no, you've bought a korban toda. What happened? So let me tell you my story. I was walking in the street. I was going on the boat. I was in the midbar. I got sick. I got better. I was in jail. Whatever it might be. He's going to come along and he's going to start telling him, Shemach Vodoy Hashem Yisbarach. And that's exactly why the Torah comes along and says, you have a lot more that needs to be eaten and you have to do it in less time. Bring people in. Invite people. You're going to have to anyway. And tell them the story. It says, if we understand these two different aspects of the Korban Toda, of one being bringing the animal and the other one giving Shevach, so you can understand the psukim from Tehillim that we say in Hallel. Three psukim in a row. Listen how the Nitziv explains it. L'chor ezbach zebach toda, that's bringing the korban. U'v'shem Hashem ekra, that's praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's giving a shevach. Nidarai la'Hashem ha'shalem, that's bringing the neder, that's bringing the korban. Negdana l'chol amo, to do it in front of l'chol amo, that's saying the shevach. B'chatzros beis Hashem, that's where the korban is nikra. B'chatzros, nazor beis hamidosh. B'sochech Yerushalayim haleluka. And we're going to praise Hashem in the whole city. That's where the korban is going to be eaten. And that's what we're going to tell over this story. And those are the two unique aspects of the korban toda. Not the unique aspects, the two aspects. A, to bring the korban, and B, to give over and to say the shevach, the kahal rav. What's the other unique thing about the korban toda? In many ways unconnected to what the first point was. The Medrash Rabbah says that La'asid Lavo, Kol HaKabanos B'Telem, all the Kabanos will be abolished. Chutz Mikarban, you'll never get. Toto. Chutz Mikarban Toto. What does it mean? One of any Kabanos except for Karban Toto? So the Farshim explained, the Karbanos Tzibro were certainly going to happen. The Karban Tamed and the Karbanos Musa. The Karbanos of the Tzibro weren't going to happen, but the Karban of the Yachid, we're not going to have. Some of them are easy to understand. We're not going to have a Karban Chatos Lasted Lava. We're not going to have a Karban Asham Lasted Lava. Why not? There won't be a need for this. Lasted Lava, the Mos HaMashiach, the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be so felt, so seen, so visible in the world. Who's going to do chatan? Who's going to have to be the korban asham? Who's going to need a korban ol v'yoreh? We won't have any of these korbanos. What korban will be left to be brought? Only a korban toda. That's the korban yochad that will be left to be brought to give shevach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. See, even here, even by the korban toda, the Rav Tam has the following question. The Gemara learns out, based on the Pesukim in Tehillim Kuf Zayin, there are four people, four situations which require one to bring a korban toda. When people were in a certain degree of danger, people who were over a hayam, who were traveling on the high seas, and were in danger of capsizing and drowning, and were saved, people who traveled in the midbar, and were in danger of dying of thirst and getting lost in the desert and were saved. People who were thrown into prison and got out, and people who were quite sick and recovered. He says, La'asid Lavo, are these aspects also going to exist? That people are going to be in danger and people are going to be deathly ill and people are going to be in prison. You know, when we think about the Mos HaMashiach, we think about that everything is going to go so smoothly. So Pam suggests that maybe Lasid Lavo, we're not going to be bringing the Korban Todah for these specific aspects of Ba'at Shich and La'odah. Actually, we're going to bring the Korban Todah altogether for another purpose. And that is simply to be thankful for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that Baruch Hashem we're alive. Just for the little things in life. Why is that going to be the purpose of the Korban Todah Lasid Lavo? So I was thinking as follows. I'm not sure if it's right, but why not? We live up until that Lasid Lavo comes. We live in a time of Hester Panim. Everyone talking about Purim, Hester Panim, Hester Minatom Minayim. Okay. We live in a time of Hester Panim. And when the time of Hester Panim, we sort of don't feel the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu as much as we should. He's hiding, so to speak. So when do we sense HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence? When we're in danger, and then we're saved, so now I say, ah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with us. And that was, the person was deathly ill, and he got better. Right? The person was in prison, Baruch Hashem, he was kidnapped, he was in captivity, and he got out. The person could have capitalized on the high seas, and he was there, so then we sense HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence. But on a day-to-day basis, we suffer from this Hester Panim. Blessed Lavo, there isn't going to be this Hester Panim. Blessed Lavo, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence is going to be so palatable that we'll just sense it all the time. And in that case, we can bring the Korban Todah, not because some unique aspect, something happened that all of a sudden I sense that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with me. But rather, every day, I don't know if we're going to bring a Korban Todah every day, but every day we can sense the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Kiva Samako. So therefore, Lasid Lavo will bring the Korban Todah not because we were in dangerous situations and we were saved. Just simply we'll be so thankful for all the basic aspects of life because we'll sense that everything stems, everything comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Just the other day I heard the story. Somebody told over that Rav Shadran, the famous Maggid of Yerushalayim, tells a story that, I don't know if it's really connected to what I'm talking about, but it's a nice story anyway. But it has to do with the fact of sensing HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence. He said it was soon after 1967, after the Six-Day War, and he was davening by the Kosel. And in those days, they didn't have such strict security about going to the Kosel and coming in, and even with cars. And there he is standing by the Kosel. And all of a sudden, he's vroom, vroom, vroom. And these two guys on Harley Davidsons, you know, motorcycles, coming in with the black leather jackets and the chains and the helmets, come zooming in straight up to the coast. So John's trying to dive, and he can't. These guys are just vroom, vroom. They come up and they park their bikes close to the coast as you can get in those days. And then they come off their bikes with their chains, and then one of them, yes, the other one, give me the piece of paper, and they take out a piece of paper and a pen, and they write some thing on the note, fold it up, sticks it into the kotel. Guy, I don't know, maybe he kissed the kotel, put on the helmet, turn around, boom, 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 and out they go. So he's like, what in the world are these guys doing here? But they didn't say anything, what can he do? He's about to go back to Zadon, Rav Shadran, and he notices all of a sudden that the piece of paper that they put into the kotel fell down on the floor. He didn't stick it in far enough. So he says to himself, okay, I'll pick it up and I'll put it back in. So he picks up the piece of paper and then he says, I wonder what they wrote. But maybe it's not nice to look at it. Not exactly a private letter. But they folded it up. But he's about to call the ass. So finally, he can't hold himself back. He opens it up. And the note says, please, God, if I guess they wrote in Hebrew, B'vakasha Hashem, Shaharev, Makabi Tel Aviv, Yenaseach B'mishchak. Maccabi Tel Aviv should win the game tonight. Says Rav Shadran, Gevaldik! They realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world! It's not up to whether they have a good team or a not good team, a good coach or not good coach. It's Gevaldik! Every day they know HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world. So these people understood HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence is everywhere. We sometimes forget that HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world. We forget about the little things in life. And maybe there's something to learn from these two bikers. That really everything. Lasid Lavo Since we all need anything else, all we want to do is bring the carbon toldah. Because we'll see how the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be so felt in this world, so clear to us, that maybe every day we want to bring the carbon toldah. So we're not quite yet at Lashon Hashanah. Hopefully, much sooner than later. But yet, you can't bring the carbon toldah. But we can give toldah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How often do we wake up in the morning and we mumble Moda Ani? We don't pay attention to what we say. Why do we have to wait Chassid Rabba? Why can't we just... I know it's hard. We're still half asleep, three quarters asleep. But the same Moda Ani b'fanecha melechai v'kayom shechazal tabi nishmasi b'chem lo rabba munasecha. It's just to be simply thankful to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that Baruch Hashem, we're alive, and we're well, and we're able to function. But at the end of Bichos HaShachar, we say the Sigmalim Chassadim Tovim, Baruch Ata Hashem HaGomel Chassadim Tovim Lamo Yisrael. So many little things. The fact that we're alive isn't exactly a little thing, but so many things that we take for granted that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does for us every single day, every moment of every day. And why is it that if I want to pick up my right arm, I go like this and it goes up? Why should that happen? But we take everything for granted. So maybe we should start, we shouldn't wait for La'asid Lava. Maybe that's something that we should start doing now. Take a lesson out of the Parshas Tzav of Korban Toldah. And when we have the opportunity to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for all the little things that are so crucial in our lives, pay a little bit more attention to give shalach v'odoya l'Hashem Yisbaruch, yodu l'Hashem chas tov v'nisvos tov v'nei yodah. That's